This is Ted Kennedy. Should President Reagan pardon Oliver North and John Poindexter? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, for several weeks, President Reagan has been sitting on and pondering over an outrageous letter from his former top aide, William Clark, recommending Irangate pardons in advance for Oliver North and John Poindexter. So far, the president has resisted the idea, but he won't rule out that possibility, and that's fueling speculation that pardons are in the wind. A pardon any time would be bad enough, Al, but a pardon in advance makes no sense at all. Special Prosecutor Lawrence Walsh hasn't completed his investigation. The country doesn't know what crimes North and Poindexter would be pardoned for. President Reagan is just angry enough and just stubborn enough about Iran-Contra to pull something like that. Do him a favor, Al. Save the president from his far-right friends and their far-right advice. Add your voice against a pardon. You are against it, Al. Al?
Now don't you fret, Ted. Old Al is right here. I know this is a frustrating time for a partisan zealot like yourself. Your mournful statement reminds me of that cartoon, two skinny beat-up buzzards perched on a tree limb, and one says to the other, "Patience, my Fanny, I want to kill something." Let me remind you, Ted, that Oliver North is only being investigated. He has yet to be charged with any crime. There isn't anything for the president to pardon. To grant a pardon at this time is not only premature, it's unnecessary. Let Ollie North have his day in court, if charges are filed. You seem bent on convicting him in the eye of public opinion before he has had that day. That already failed once. Let's keep an open mind, Ted, and not engage in feckless, frenzied talk of pardons unless there is some real reason to do so. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on getting the Cuban immigration policy back on track. Join us tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.